Just got done with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon this last Sunday, April 28th, 2019. Kind of want to debrief my thoughts on the race, kind of what I liked, what I didn't like, and hope that people who are organizing the race will hear this potentially and make adjustments for next year. All right, Jason Redman here. I wanted to really quickly discuss some of my thoughts with the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon 2019, 19th annual running marathon, half marathon. So that was my 10th half marathon to run. I've run Dallas, I've run Route 66, I've run Oklahoma City. This is my third time to run Oklahoma City. And I've done the old course and the new course. So let me tell you a couple of my thoughts. Really enjoy the new course. I think it's fun. I think it is a hilly course. It is more hilly than it has been in the past. I will say that, especially at the beginning. The nice thing is the way the finish ends when you're coming down Chartel towards downtown. Now, mind you, this is for the half marathon. It is a very fast last couple miles, especially mile 11 into 12. It is a pretty decent downhill, and you can gain some speed really, really quickly. So overall, course is okay. Couple things I didn't like. First of all, the wave starts. They decided this year, instead of just starting everybody at the same time and we just kind of walking up to the start line and going, they would do waves, which it's fine, but it's annoying because you have to get there so early, and if you're back in corral C or D, you're literally standing around for 30 minutes. And the waves didn't need to be 5 minutes per wave. You literally could have done, you know, wheelchairs go at 6:25, start at 6:30 for the A corral, and then like literally maybe a minute or two later, start the next one, a minute later, start the next one, a minute later, start. I mean, so you can still do miniature waves, but you don't need 5 minute breaks. Okay, number one. Number two, do not like the fact that the 5K course is on the same course as the half and the full. Let me explain. So when the half is going and we go through downtown, and when we come up to Chesapeake Arena, right there at, I believe, Ron Ernerich and Sheridan, I think, we turn right, which is going back towards the west. So you go towards south side a little bit. The original course was you turned left there. Well, that is what the 5K does. So now what happens is when the half and the full come back, you actually are cutting back around at the Chesapeake Arena, and you're joining the 5K runners. So I was in Corral D running about a 9:30, 10-minute pace, and we were hitting the 5K people at that point, and we were with them for a good maybe 5-10 minutes through Bricktown and up Mickey Mantle to 4th, where it split, and the half and full went to Lincoln, turning right, and the 5K turned left. This is the challenge. I heard many people, many 5K runners, get lost and end up going on the half route. So having both routes at the same time, not a good idea. Need to change that. Don't do that again. Another thing that was a little bit of a frustration was the finish line. So I understand that they want to have a really long finish, but the way this was designed this year, and it's actually going to only get worse for next year from what I understand, because they're extending the finish line into Citrus Park, it was an extremely long, long finish. I'm talking like at least half a mile, if not more. and it was very narrow. It was just, I didn't really care for it. I understand in the years past it's been somewhat long like that, but usually you had a lot more crowd at the beginning of that turn, so it kind of helped. But I didn't like having that far of a finish. Also, at the finish line, when you cross the finish line and you go in and you get your medal and you get, you know, your bananas and your little goodie bag of snacks and chocolate milk and water and stuff, that's fine and dandy. The problem is that there, it was very narrow and it was somewhat organized and you got through it okay. But when you came out of that area, it got hugely congested as you go into the Marriott Gardens Park. I get that. And usually in the past, the reason why there was congestion is because people are lining up to get their finisher shirts, which is understandable. However, this year, it was just congested to be congested because there was nobody manning that area. You were literally taking probably a 20, 30 foot wide area and narrowing it down to 6 feet. And you've got hundreds of runners who are trying to get through there and they don't know what they're doing because this is the first year they've done it, a lot of them. And so they're just moseying through, walking. And the finisher shirts, that wasn't the reason. They were just slow walkers. So you need to widen that area and have people kicking people out of that area into the park, okay? That brings me to the finisher shirts and the free beer. Love the fact that there's quote-unquote free beer. Love that. It's really good beer, by the way, 26.2. Thank you for that. Challenge is that the beer place is right next door to the finisher tent. So the two most busiest tents are right next to each other. To me, that's not very logical because it's going to cause congestion and lines and a lot of frustrated people. You need to have those at opposite ends, number one. Number two, beer tent, when I say quote-unquote free, a lot of people were getting charged when they should have gotten a free beer for their first beer or whatever, and it wasn't very clear. Like, my wife, she ran the 5K. Her friend of hers ran the 5K. Her friend got a free beer. She had to pay for hers. It was very weird. And you literally had one tent that was serving all this beer. And I went around. I was like, I'm not standing in a line of 100 people to get free beer. So I went around and noticed that there was literally one guy grabbing two cups at a time, giving them to the crowd. Come on, guys. Really? You need to have a whole bunch of beer pre-made. You need to have multiple tents. And if you want to charge for beer, that's fine. I get it. But have like a third tent for money on the far end and then have two free tents for the beer because you know that's going to be a big one that people are going to go to. Okay? And one last thing, and I know I'm complaining a lot, but I think these are all valid points. It was super loud. I mean, it was way, way, way too loud. The music and the DJ and the band or whatever it was, that sound was so loud you could not hear yourself think. My wife and I, we were on the hill behind the beer place, a good quarter mile from the stage, and we literally could barely talk to each other. We left because it was so loud. There's no reason for the music to be that loud. I understand it's a celebration, things like that. I get that. Turn it down a huge decibels. Come on now. Personal preferences. I didn't like it at the Marriott Gardens personally. It was too congested. We were literally walking over people. It was very, very crowded. It was very hard to get out. I didn't really like that. And what's the deal with no food at the end? I heard that Carl's Jr., they lost Carl's Jr. as a sponsor. Hey, whatever, that's fine. You're paying big money to be a part of a big race. You need to have some kind of food at the end, okay? I'm sorry, you're a premier race in the country. Every other race you go to. I did a run Bentonville like a month ago, and at the end of the race, I got pizza and Krispy Kreme. Okay. This is a race attended by maybe 3,000 people. Maybe. So if they can do it, y'all can do it. Just saying. Okay. So those are my thoughts on the race. I'm looking forward to next year. I love the race. I'll always run the race. But I think it's okay to say the challenges and my thoughts on it, because things are never going to get better if people don't share their feedback. So a couple of things there. Course support was great. The marshals did a wonderful job. There were a bunch of them on the course cheering people on. I heard the medical tent did really well. I had a few people that ran the full and they had to go to the medical tent. So thank you, Dr. Tom, everybody. Y'all did great. Just, again, the things, these are easily fixed issues. And I know it's a growing year. I understand that. It was a first time year. I get that. But you've been doing it for 19 years. Ask some runners what their thoughts are. You know, the way it was organized, it seemed like nobody was a runner on the committee for the organization and where they put people, okay? Just a little more thought process there. That's it. That's all I'm saying. All in all, though, it was a great experience, as always. So, I mean, just, you know, make those small little tweaks and update a couple of things, and you're just going to be rocking. So, that's my 2 cents. Hope I didn't tick too many people off, but like I said, I think it needs to be said. So, anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is, believe it or not, my first podcast. So thought I'd have some fun with it and see what I could do to share some different information with you. So stay tuned for more Being Redmond, where I'll focus on technology and different things that have to do with me that I enjoy, food, travel, whatever. So technology, all kinds of stuff. So thanks very much, and be safe out there.